There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us. Yes, thank you, thank you. Live, there's a shot if you're watching on Biz TV from Times Square. And if you're listening by way of radio, it looked really cool. What can I say? Suckers. By the way, you don't have to have the TV on. You can watch on your smartphone. You can watch on your laptop. You can watch on your stolen iPad if you took the one that belongs to Stephen. You just go to BaldwinMcCullough.com and click Watch Live. You can even pull up the Biz TV screen, and that's ustream.tv/BizTV. Very, very simple. And they rerun the whole show at 11 o'clock. So you get 4 hours of Baldwin McCullough on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're really excited about the opportunity that we can use to save you money. How would you like 75% off your prescription drugs? There's a simple, free solution. If you take prescription drugs that you need to know about, it's called New York RX Card. And here's the phone number. All you have to do is call, get this card. That doesn't cost anything. You take it to your pharmacy. They put it into the little computer thing. For the rest of your life, up to 75% off your brand and generic medications. Here's the phone number, 800-931-2297. 1-800-931-2297. It's the New York RX card. In only 3 years in existence, they have helped $65 million be saved by people that have used it. 800-931-2297. 1-800-931-2297. Call. Get your card. Start saving money, man. If you use prescription meds in particular, you're just kind of a dolt if you don't do this. 800-931-2297. All right, we were talking about the woman in upstate New York who was in love. Oh, she was in love. This guy's going to marry me.
Yeah. If loving you is wrong.
I don't want to be right.
Yeah.
Except she chickened out. Checked yourself into
a mental
ward. I
guess at some point
she
wanted to be right.
Not getting killed was probably the motivation. I would guess you're going to help a convicted killer get free. Anyway, Gino's calling from the Bronx. We were expecting to hear from him. It wouldn't be a Saturday if he didn't say hello to us. Hello, Gino.
Hey, Kevin. Who's that doofy-looking guy sitting next to you in the studio?
That's not nice to say about Ivan. That's
he kind of looks familiar. He looks like the actor who played the part of C-3PO in the Star Wars movies without the robot costume.
Nanu,
on.
Nanu.
No, it's not you. It's not him. I think it could be D.B. Sweeney. I think he played the shoeless Joe Jackson in the movie 8 Men Out. Hey, D.B., I really liked you in that other movie you were in, you know, Fire
Thanks,
in the
Gino.
Sky.
Thanks, Gino.
Where they beamed you up to the mothership with the illegal aliens from outer space were experimenting on your head.
Thanks,
Looks
Gino.
Like some of that brain surgery really paid off for you, bro.
Thanks, Gino.
Yeah, okay.
How long will this endure?
Yeah, I know.
Because after all, I've been busting Kevin's chops for the last 5 months.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been in the studio for 5 months. I could have been filling in for you that whole time. But Kevin, oh, no. He wouldn't let me sit in with him. Oh, no. I'm not good enough for that. Anyway, let me get serious now about that prison break upstate.
Yes,
because
please.
Because I got a little bit of experience having been in correctional facilities. Unlike your brother, he's on the other side of the bars, but I got to go home at night. So I said this on another talk show, and I hate to say it again on this show, but I have to believe that that idiot who was the civilian employee was not working alone. She may have had, and I hate to say this, may have had help from one of the COs, one of the correction officers. Because there's no way in hell you can tell me that they muffled the sound of that power drill without some CO having at least observed it or having listened to it when he was guarding the cell block.
Yeah, you
then
think.
And another idiotic policy where they're wearing street clothes and not orange jumpsuits, that's ridiculous. They should change that policy immediately. And anytime anybody goes into a correctional facility, if you are not law enforcement, they definitely do body searches and including cavity searches, which in your case, Stevie B, they'll come up empty when they examine your head. But aside from all that, I have to say, it's good to have you back, Stephen Baldwin. I was going to sing a few lyrics from Welcome Back, Carter, but you got to pay me for my singing because the comedy is free. The singing, you got to pay for.
All right.
You understand?
All right. Try the veal. Thank you. Tip the waiter. There's Gino from the Bronx. We appreciate it as always. You're surprisingly well composed.
There was a barrage.
It was just a grenade after another.
There was no chance to do anything.
Who was he talking about? Brother on the other side. Hey, you don't have
somebody who's been incarcerated at some point, probably.
But isn't that all four of you?
No, Billy's has remained free.
He's the one.
No, but I think he was talking about one of us that has been behind bars, which there's three of us.
Right.
So. Alec, Daniel, and I have all been incarcerated.
We're playing Name the Convict now.
Name that Baldwin convict.
So to be clear, when he was referring to whoever, it could have been any of the three of you.
Yes.
He wasn't just picking on one of
you. Well, I think he wasn't referring to me.
Oh, so
it must have been Alec or Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has Billy avoided? He just... Too good looking to get arrested or what? Talk his way out of a ticket? What's?
Yeah, he's probably just learned. Although I've been with him in certain situations where I've had to like pinch his elbow and go, shh.
So really?
He has a gun. It's okay. Don't say anything crazy.
See, we've missed this. This is what we don't get when you're on the road.
So. No, I know.
Yeah, glad to have you back. All right, so before we get to our next topic,
yeah,
you have to indulge me.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow my syndicated piece comes out.
Right.
And I'm not talking about Bruce Jenner, and I'm not talking about Rachel Dololiza, whatever her name is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do, actually. Put her picture up on the screen for us here, Nick. This is the woman that for, I think, 12 years convinced the local chapter of the NAACP to make her their leader. Now, if you're watching on Biz Television, you're seeing someone who looks, I don't know, favorably like Maya Rudolph, maybe, a little bit. The only problem is that's not really what she looks like. Nick, show the other picture. She's blonde-haired, blue eyes,
right?
Very Swedish-looking. Sure. Now, go back to the Maya Rudolph picture. See? And then now she's a black woman. Before, she's not a black woman, and now she's got the curly frizz, and she's got the darker skin.
So, slightly, though, I mean, she would be considered a light-skinned black person.
Yeah, but that's all fake. Look at her actual, go to the old picture.
I understand, but yeah. Obviously somewhere in her heritage, she must have told somebody, oh, there's African-American or whatever it is, but...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, I think she's completely white. And what she has been telling people, and this stands a lot of convention on its end. But you know, in the day in which Bruce became Caitlin, we've seen a little bit of this. She tells people that she feels like she is the wrong race in her body. She's uncomfortable in her body being a white woman.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
You can relate to being an uncomfortable white woman in your skin.
Well, not a white woman.
Okay.
But a white man.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever put on a wig and
no.
gone walking down the street saying, vote for me for the NAACP?
No, I'm just going to shut up now just because.
but how do they elect her for 12 years? Only to find out, what? She's white?
Yeah, that's
what?
That's crazy.
Hey, wait a second.
That's crazy.
And so this all came out this week.
Obviously, course, there was no background check, or unless yeah. she
now,
doctored
Nick, did you
something.
Get the picture that I sent you earlier today? Because you didn't show that one yet. The Vanity Fair cover? Yes, see? Call Me Black, Rachel Dolezal, which is that's the takeoff of the Bruce Jenner cover. Mm-hmm. And he said, Call Me Caitlin. But the bottom of that you can't see on the screen, it says, Hey, NAACP, something along the lines of, I was born this way. Can't mm-hmm. you just accept me as I am, or something along those lines?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just the way America is now, friends. In fact, one of the things we don't have time to get into tonight, there's this whole other group called transabled. People that are injuring themselves on purpose because they think they were born to be disabled. Taking perfectly healthy human bodies and breaking, like, legs off.
Wow. That's strange.
It's a bizarre world we live in. However, for our next topic, it may not be as strange as what this Nobel, what did he win?
Sir Tim Hunt won the Nobel Peace Prize.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize, but it wasn't for his mad lady skills. We'll tell you more about what that's all about when we continue. We're live from New York. He is Stephen Baldwin, the one and only. And he's right here. Look at his own microphone. It's so cool how that works.
Hi.
I'm Kevin McCullough. You can follow us online at BaldwinMcCullough.com, and we're coming right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, numbers 888-340-3373.
Jumped right on that, like you
listened to the radio show. Yeah. Rarely you were distracted.
You're setting up the topic now, so you took the hat off. You took the hat off to get all serious now. You're going like...
Oh, no, I got to put it back on.
You're going like true radio.
My hair looks terrible. You're got fine. Porcupine hair going
Our
on.
Our radio here. Listeners don't care what you look like.
But we're on TV.
That's true. The Biz TV watchers do care.
So you got this guy.
Yeah?
Sir Tim Hunt.
He's a knight? No, he's a piece of
royalty. He's been knighted.
He's been knighted.
He's been knighted.
So the Queen said he's okay. Queen says he's okay.
2006, the Queen said he was okay.
All right.
And he was a professor at the University College in London.
Okay, weird question, and it just popped into my head for no reason at all, but I've got to ask. How old is Queen Elizabeth?
I have no idea.
She's old.
90?
Like old. If she brought her wrinkled little lips up to you and said, Stevie B, give your queen a kiss.
You really want me to answer that?
Would you lay one on her?
You really want me to answer that?
My answer for me is no. No, thanks, Queenie.
She's the queen.
I'm all good. I'll kiss your cheek. Nice to see
that's
you,
a once
little
in a lifetime
lady.
Opportunity.
You're such a nice, short little old lady. How can I pat you on
I
the
would
head?
Throw her in a Long Island headlock in a heartbeat.
See, good question to ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. So she knighted this guy.
So she knighted this guy, and you know he's also. Won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Hmm.
So, you know.
Wait, did he do more than Obama when Obama won his Nobel Peace Prize?
Apparently.
Who didn't? Go ahead.
And it says Hunt, a Royal Society Fellow, had to resign because of comments he made when he was speaking at some engagement. And there was tons of media folks there. And he thought he'd just, like, break the ice with
Wing it.
Some comedy. That's he just meant to be kind of
now. Throw the picture back up on the screen, Nick, of Mr. What's his name, Hunt?
Yeah, Sir now, Tim Hunt.
Now that guy just doesn't say stand up comedian to me.
Right.
He doesn't.
But, you
he
know, but
doesn't,
he's trying. You can just see he's got the
he's
smile.
He's like Larry
and,
David with the bad cold.
And he's been working out, and you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to be like the sexy guy in the science.
Those
lab.
Are all of his drugs behind him on the screen. Okay, so.
So and he makes this statement.
He starts going freestyle.
They introduce him. He gets up. He says, now, three things happen when women are in the science lab.
Nothing bad can finish that sentence.
He says, you fall in love with them. They fall in love with you. And when you criticize them, they cry.
Oh, he did not.
And
no, he didn't.
And, you know, he obviously he was just throwing it out there just to try to be funny, but obviously he didn't realize, you know, in a room full of media, probably a lot of that media women, it could be interpreted as not so funny. So he's had to resign from his position.
Wait a second. What does he do? He's a researcher.
Yeah, he works at this college in a research lab.
Why does he have to give up his position? Because he said something stupid.
Oh, because it went viral on the web, buddy. And you just
and that affects the quality of his research. How?
Well,
is he studying women?
Apparently, Kevin, when you say something that references to the inadequacy of the female sex, then apparently
now wait,
your
just
opinion
a dog
is
on a second. Because he said they cried. That's an inadequacy.
Now this is what's interesting.
What if he's saying they're more emotionally in touch with, you know, their real selves?
Well, he didn't say that ever.
Yeah.
He just said they cry but from being criticized. So that's kind of a judgment.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a judgment. It's an opinion.
Well, it's his opinion. And here's the fascinating thing. When after he resigned, it says he went on to stand by his comments. He said, I did mean the part about having trouble with girls because he's apparently he's had some romances. in the laboratory.
Those don't end well.
Boy, this is, I mean, this guy could come up with some kind of a love potion.
We need to have Ashley study him and write about him next week.
He said, I have fallen in love with people in the lab, and they have fallen in love with me, and it's disruptive to the process of science. He said, I have found these emotional entanglements to be very difficult in the workplace. I'm really, really sorry if I caused any offense. That's awful. I certainly didn't mean to do that. I just meant to be honest, actually.
Oh.
So my question was...
So he really is a bigot.
My question was...
Go ahead.
Why is that?
Oh, because he... I for every woman he shows me that cries when they're criticized, I can show you five that won't be.
Oh, you should have seen the tweets that went out. You know, there were some brilliant tweets.
Anytime you take a whole group of people and you lump them into one group, that's sure not going to end well.
Sure. Well, my question was, if in fact he was giving his opinion
yeah
based on his experience,
yeah,
should he have the right to be able to say what he said at the end there?
Oh.
He just said, I just meant to be honest, meaning in his experience, he was saying that some of the time he found it to be difficult in his work that when he criticized women, it caused them to become emotional and cry. And he just was stating what his experience was.
I don't think there's any question that he has the right to say it. Whether it's wisdom to say it.
Right.
That's a different...
And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
But legally, if you're in a world where free speech exists, then you have to let offensive things be said.
Yes. Yeah, see, my point is, although what he said obviously could be perceived as wrong, my question is, if it really was his experience and what he said was his own truth, should he have the right to have that opinion and be able to say it?
Yeah,
on his social networking, to wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Should he have the right to say it, regardless of the fact that it could be perceived as sexist?
So, well, and I think part of that even needs to be understood. It depends on what he wants to do. If you want to lose your job, that's a good thing to say.
Now, thank goodness we've already gotten past Gino and Ralph. You can't call back fast.
Well, actually, you know who I'd like to hear from women.
Oh, yeah.
Should a sexist man who says sexist things have the right to say them and keep his job?
So should he have the right?
Should he have the right? As a woman. So if you're a woman, we're going to push you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, read the quote of what he said, just so we're very, very clear on this one more time, because I want to make sure that people understood the context of what they're commenting on.
He gets up in front of a big...
media and live crowd.
Right. And he says three things. He says, let me tell you about my trouble with girls. Three things happen when they are in the lab. You fall in love with them. They fall in love with you. And when you criticize them, they cry.
See, I could see Jerry Seinfeld saying that in a certain environment. And I don't think American women would be all that offended by it. I think they'd just be like, oh, that's Seinfeld. He's just doing his thing.
Yeah, but I think this guy was represented a certain thing.
Right.
Like, that's very serious.
He's academic.
Right.
Intellectual.
You know, the first thing is, like, keep the day job, buddy.
Yeah.
Leave the comedy to the professionals.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right. So if you're a woman and you're hearing us talk about this, do you believe he should have the right, if he's a sexist pig, does he have the right to say this? 888-340-3373. Should he lose his job for having said? I think that's a bit of a stretch. If it doesn't impact the job itself.
Well, obviously, if he thinks it,
yeah,
it impacts the job.
Yeah, possibly. Anyway, stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go anywhere.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're so thrilled to have you with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge if you're watching on Biz TV. Great television network coast to coast. And we're in our New York studios where Stephen Baldwin has rejoined us here in the land of the living. He's been on the road making movies everywhere. Look, all that work he's got, you're going to have a lot of Stevie B movies coming your way soon. So go see them all, including one we'll talk about next week, Faith of Our Fathers, coming out in July. But I just want to say thank you to the great folks at MyPillow, because Mike Lindell and the entire MyPillow team, who are very soon going to host the world's biggest pillow fight. You and I are going to go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying us out. It's the big
deal. Competing.
They're going to set the Guinness record. I think he asked me to do play-by-play.
Don't say how many.
It's thousands.
Yeah, I know how many.
Yeah, but it's thousands of people that are going to be in this pillow fight.
Yeah.
And how do you win a pillow fight that is literally peopled by thousands of people?
You swing hard and swing fast,
but
baby.
But anyway, I don't know if they're going to be fighting with my pillows because that interlocking fill, that could, you know, maybe it.
I think it creates a certain better aerodynamics.
Wouldn't it be kind of weird if, like, you're fighting in the world's largest pillow fight and he knocks you and you just fall asleep, like, go right into REM cycle? Just like, oh. Friends, that's what the MyPillow does. I'm not kidding you. 50% off to try it right now. Next 60 days, test drive it. And if you don't like it, send it back. They'll give your money back. For the next 10 years, if that pillow ever goes flat and less than 1% of the 5 million they've ever sold ever have, they'll replace it for free. What do you have to lose? It's zero risk. It's half the price that it normally runs. And that's just because you use the promo code KMC or Stevie B when you go online at MyPillow.com. Or call the number that's on the screen. It's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Personal story. Started using MyPillow a year ago this last April. For the last year plus, I've had four nights in which I did not get REM cycle sleep. Those four nights happened to be nights I was on the road and did not have my MyPillow with me. Other than that, I've had the travel version. I've got the full-size version at the house. We get the full night's sleep, and we go right into that when I put my head on the bed. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I can't sit in bed and talk to the lovely bride anymore, Stevie B, because she's feeding the baby and she's having this in-depth conversation about, you know, our future children's, you know, futures and what we should be planning. And she's, you know, and Charlotte's just, you know, taking the bottle down, and she looks up, and I'm there on the pillow.
No, but it helps with the snoring, too.
It does. Actually, you can't snore.
So it's not your fault.
Cervical nerves, I'm just dead. I'm so dead tired all the time. 3 under 5, nobody warns you about it, but I'm just like, yeah. So as soon as my head hits that pillow, I'm in REM cycle sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, try it yourself. Find out for yourself. Steven uses them. I use them. Most of our staff uses them. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Okay, we're talking about this Nobel Peace Prize winner, which, okay, when Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize, I kind of just like gave up on ever thinking it was important again, because he got it like 30 days in office, and what had he done? Nothing. Now he's dropping bombs on people.
He was born. That's reason enough.
That's all it was.
To give him the Nobel Peace Prize.
So this guy wins the prize, makes this big grandstand announcement in front of media, and he makes a joke. Hey, guys, it's the comedy team tonight. Here we are. Hey, let me tell you about what it's like in the lab. They fall in love with you. You fall in love with them. And when you criticize them, they cry.
Yeah, but this really went pretty viral. Meaning,
all the women media were there. What?
Exactly. But then you had people on social media, like, there was this one archaeologist, like, standing in a ditch, like a giant hole that, like, had been dug by, like, a crane or something. Yeah. And she's standing and she goes, well, it's a good thing I didn't fill this hole with all my tears, you know, as a result of being criticized for my work. And there was just a lot of that kind of activity.
Yeah. All right. So Karen's got an opinion on this. Let's go to line one. It's calling from Brooklyn. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure
yes,
thing.
I was so appalled when I heard about this. As someone who both loves our country and England, what are we coming to? I think we live in a world that increasingly has less faith in any real God, and I respect anyone's belief as to what their God is, but with the secular phenomenon of people, they need something to believe in. So what do they believe in? Political correctness. I'd like to remind those extremists that Stalin originated that idea. So do we want to live in a totalitarian world where no one can have a sense of humor or even misspeak? I'm sure this professor meant no harm.
Right.
And if we believe in the strength of women, and I believe in respect all human beings to respect each other, are women such delicate creatures? I know I'm not. That I'm going to fly off the handle if a man says something I disagree with as a woman or as a human being. And I cannot believe that someone had to reason. And what's going on in our country as well?
Well, Karen, it's beyond that nonsense, because what he said about women crying when they're criticized has zero to do with his research in the laboratory. Mm-hmm. And I think you should lose your job if you do malfeasance on the job, not because you make a woman cry. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're watching on Biz TV, go back to that shot, Nick. If you're watching on Biz Television, that is the Wall Street Bull, the Charging Bull. It is just 400 feet from where this broadcast emanates, sort of. It's just a sign of another calm, beautiful night here in New York City, which is surprising given that our murder rates are, you know, off the charts this year as compared to a year ago. But we're not talking about murder rates, maybe except for one English professor, Sir, what's his name? William Hunt?
Tim Hunt.
Tim Hunt. Sir, yeah. Tim. Can you be a sir and have a first name of Tim? I always thought like you to be a...
Should have been Timothy.
Knight. Yeah, see, something...
But he's cool in the lab.
Timothy Alexander.
So it's Sir Tim.
Yeah. Sir Tim. Hunt. Sir Tim Hunt. Could we have more monosyllabic words to call him by? So I know
what that means. So go ahead. Jackie.
Man, I've missed you.
Help me, Jackie.
So he says this crazy thing. Women cry when they're criticized.
Right.
And he loses his job for it.
He resigned. Well, because the political pressure was just
enormous.
Overwhelming, yeah.
What political pressure?
Well, like I said,
you're a guy working in a lab. You got your little lab coat on.
But the media
and
people in positions that are highly regarded that are women started bombing this
hammering
guy.
The university.
Yeah. Well, and
what's
this
wrong
guy
with you for allowing him to
media.
Be on your staff?
Yeah.
We're going to tell kids not to go to your school.
Probably stuff like that.
You know what I think? I'm changing my whole approach to life from here on out.
Huh? I missed you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Totally mutual feeling. I think that one of the biggest crimes of our era is that we have taken away the permission of people to be funny and to laugh at funny things. And I think it's killing the society.
And I think we've taken away the option for women to choose to just be stay-at-home moms.
Yeah. Well, yes.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. But the picture
there.
It's
kind of just not cool anymore to want to just support your man and be a housewife and raise your kids.
But that doesn't even really have that much to do with what he said. He was just like observing that in the lab, this has been his experience.
Right.
But let me quickly add this. Jerry Seinfeld, comedian, and not particularly controversial comedian, he doesn't do political humor and, he doesn't like bam the president and all this stuff. He said a couple of weeks ago, he's had to stop playing college campuses.
Right.
Because of this very thing.
People are so,
like, on pins and needles about what you say.
Political
that they're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I always, and I was on Fox about this last week with Marjorie Clifton. And she actually agreed more with me than she normally does. But the idea that the college campus is supposed to be this sterile place where you can't have these conversations and everything's got to be sanitized is just dumb. Mm. The university was designed for people to go and have arguments about things.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed to be a place where, this opinion and that opinion, and they just crashed into each other, and then hopefully you have good dialogue that comes out of that, and you as a student, you go, oh, I never thought about it from that perspective, and now your mind's been open to, multiple perspectives, and you can decide which one you like for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole thing about, Jerry Seinfeld said something about the Jets. Can't say anything about the Jets. You're in New York. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? It's crazy.
Jet bigot.
Bigots. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, I hear something kind of common in some of your themes tonight, and whether it's the Bruce Jenner story or the escape prisoner story and this story that you're just talking about. And it's this idea that we're living for self instead of putting up our treasures in heaven and focusing on the short 70 years we have in this life to build up our treasures in heaven and do what we need to do for God. We're out running around with sexual identity crises, trying to fill that God hole that obviously that woman who helped these escaped prisoners get away was trying to fill. But this story that you're talking about right now is probably the most worrisome story that you're talking about of the whole night. And it's this idea that we choose in life to be offended.
Mm.
Nobody makes that choice for us except us.
Huh.
Somebody offends us, we can choose to not be offended or walk away. But we got a problem in this society that we got professional people who are being offended on other people's behalf. Who was really offended by this professor? He's talking generically about women in a science lab. Okay? Is there a particular woman that was offended? No. So we got people jumping to the rescue of somebody and saying, well, we're going to be offended for you.
Yeah, they're jumping to the defense of victimless victims.
Right.
Yeah, there's no victim in it, but somebody's jumping to the defense of a non-victim.
Mm.
And this fits into this politically correct nonsense. You can go back to the Rolling Stone rape story. You can go back to whatever. That somebody's being offended on your behalf.
Yeah.
And there's not even a person that they're being offended for. I mean, this stuff just makes no sense to me. And it all goes back to this idea that we have 70 short years on this earth if most of us are lucky. And instead of building our treasures for heaven and ensuring that our loved ones and our family and our friends hear the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're running around with this crisis, that crisis, and missing the entire boat.
Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I actually think he's really onto something there. And for people that aren't particularly religious that are listening to us tonight, just hear me out on this. I actually think that part of the self-crisis that people like Bruce Jenner and others go through,
mm-hmm.
I think it largely is because we largely don't suffer mm-hmm. in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to create our own torment at times because we don't know what suffering is.
Mm.
And I think that that's exhibited in a lot of these different stories, just like he was saying. Great point, Frank. Good call. Really, and we didn't even plan the show that way. You just took us there. Anyway, live from New York, coming right back. Final few minutes on Baldwin McCullough. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's
a Baldwin McCullough lie. There's a nice Richard. Shot of Fifth Avenue. And what church is that? What big church is on Fifth Avenue? I should know this. It's one of the Catholic churches.
St. Patrick's?
Yeah, I think it is St. Patrick's.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
I knew something.
Hey, well,
I knew something.
You owned a restaurant in the city.
Well, I'm Irish.
Irish, Manhattan, Baldwin.
Something.
It's just all.
It's a lucky guess.
See, we missed that. We missed that candid honesty at the Baldwin McCullough show. Anyway,
comedy.
By the way, if you missed any bit of it, a couple of things you need to know. We're going to start right over again on the Biz TV television network at 11 o'clock, so you can catch right up to whatever you may have missed. And it will be on demand, on command, on all of our Facebook pages and websites not long after we're done. So if you missed it, want to come back. But Steven's back in studio. We had a good time. So let me ask you. Nobody's asked you your opinion.
About
the guy, the peace winner, the hayseed that said...
I think you should be able to say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We asked somebody...
You're living proof of that.
We asked somebody else close to us recently in the break.
Yes.
A woman.
Not to be named, Jackie. Go ahead.
Their opinion. And then that woman caller also said...
Yep.
You know, the guy said what he said, and, you know...
He shouldn't lose his job. She was very clear.
You know, there's other people... Yeah, she, and I agree. I don't think the guy should have lost his job.
Yeah.
But I just think it's... It clearly demonstrates now the hypersensitivity of political correctness.
Off the charts, people. It's off the charts. Hey, did you like having Stevie B back in the saddle tonight?
I'm going to be here for a while.
He's going to be here for a while. Did you like
it's
him?
A miracle.
Was that good? Was that awesome or what? In fact, I think just for that, we just owe Stevie B. Big round of applause to end the night off. It's all for you, man.
Thanks, bro.
The whole.
Good to be here.
The whole studio is jam-packed full. We got our new graphics going on Biz TV. It's looking good, sounding good. Thank you, folks, for being here. We love being with you every Saturday night. Back next Saturday. We'll see you then.
Night.
Could it be? I forgot who I was like to feel forgiven. To tremble in your presence and remain still. To hear the very essence of your name. Take me back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.